meeting of Health and Transportation. We'll come to order. The time is 1:30 on Thursday, March 14th. Members present are Representative Tallarico, Representative Story, Representative Drummond, and myself, Chair Stutes. We have a quorum, and I'm going to ask you to make sure your phones, your cell phones, are have been silenced. We are allowing the use of electronic devices during committee meetings. We're asking that staff and members of the audience not approach the table. If you need to get the attention of myself or a committee person, please ask Anne here. She will be happy to accommodate you. I'd like to thank Julia Bushman, the Transportation Committee Secretary, and Madison Truitt from the Juneau LIO for technical and teleconferencing support. Today we're going to continue the testimony on the Alaska Marine Highway System. House Bill 36, which was actually my bill and was originally scheduled for today, has been suspended currently because of the outpouring of support for the Alaska Marine Highway System. I wanted to provide this time for public testimony instead. Anne, who is the transportation aide here, is Elizabeth, who is actually the transportation aide here, is actually riding the ferry today and is now conducting interviews with riders about the importance of the Marine Highway System, which is why she's not here. We have Anne helping us out. And Anne works with Representative Wolf. I want to comment again on how pleased I am with the support we are receiving for the Alaska Marine Highway System. We broke records in both previous hearings on the number of testifiers. That means the more people that called in to save our ferries than on even the reduction of the PFD last year. Any budget testimony in recent years or public testimony on public safety. Our ferries are important to us, and you're making that very clear. It sends this sends a loud and clear message to our administration that our marine highway is every bit as critical to Alaskans as our land highways. I left public testimony open, so we're going to jump right back into it, and I'm going to say again, unfortunately, we're going to have to limit it to 1 minute. I know that that's very frustrating, but in order to give everybody an opportunity, that's just what we have to do. And anybody that is online, if you call in by 2:30, we will hear your testimony. And with that, we will begin. And our first testifier is Sandra Hicks. If you would come forward, state your name and affiliation for the record, and begin your testimony.
Thank you, Representative Stutz. I'm Sandy Hicks. I am speaking for myself. I live in the Valley. I've began riding the ferries back in 1974 when we lived on Annette Island with the Coast Guard, and the first time a ferry ever came to Metlakatla. It was wonderful. I've been riding the ferries ever since, as I lived in Sitka and now Juneau. One of the things that I am disappointed is that many of the members aren't at this hearing. Those members seem to be from non-coastal states, and I think those are the people that need to hear it most. I'm wearing my green and orange, hoping that this is going to be a lucky St. Patrick's Day coming up, that by the time the budget comes out, as someone said before, it's not going to be an April Fool's budget for the Alaska State Ferry. Revenue resource. I think one of the things that some of the legislatures aren't aware of is that every year when the legislature begins and ends, your cars are brought to Juneau on the Alaska State Ferry at no cost to you. Are you aware of that? And it sounds like I'm up already.
Already, a minute.
So I want to thank you for allowing more testimony. And it's not only our lifeline, it's our bloodline. Without it, we will die. On all coastal communities.
Thank you. Thank you for summing it up. Next, we will have Timothy Lindoff. You state your name and affiliation for the record, please.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, here at this testimony for Alaska Marine Highway and the Stutes here. My testimony today I'm going to use just a little bit of my grandfather's language. How did they shift? We're staying, helping, working together as our grandfathers, our grandparents had did in the past to work for us, to work with the state. When Bill Egan was first governor, we brought the first ferries in southeast Alaska to Huna. I was a fairly young man. I was so excited, but not known that I was able to work on there. I wanted to say thank you for you people that are here. I had a stroke in 2009, but lucky enough, I was just fortunate enough to come through. But most of all, I want to thank all the great people that are testifying how important these boats are for us. I want to say goodness, cheese, clean. That means a big thank you in our language. Goodness, cheese. We appreciate each one of you. Thank you. And I went up to see the governor on Tuesday, offered a prayer.
Okay, I'm going to have to ask you to sum it up. I don't know if you heard the beeper, but it went off.
I think that was my phone.
No, it was the beeper. Good no, try. I appreciate that.
But I just want to say thank you.
Thank you. And we thank you for your testimony.
Sheesh, bye.
Next, we have some students that are out riding the ferry currently, and so they have access. They've made special trips to access the telephone line, so we're going to take them next. And we will start with Ellie Hoblett in False Pass. Ellie?
Hello? Hello?
Is this Ellie?
Yes.
If you'd state your name and affiliation for the record and begin your testimony, please.
Hi, my name is Ellie Hoblett. I am in third grade in False Pass, and I would like to tell you why the ferry is so important to us here in False Pass. If the ferry goes away, then the population of False Pass will get lower because of the difficulties. In some communities, that is the only way they can get in and out of town. Another reason we need to keep the ferry running is because when the plane has something wrong with it, then the ferry can come and pick people up. But I think the most important thing is that it brings people together from different communities close by because we need to see family. For me, these are really important reasons why we need the ferry. Please have Alaska keep the ferry. It is important to me and Alaska.
Thank you. Thank you, Ellie. Is John Murphy there?
John?
He's
coming.
Okay.
Where's your speech, John? Right here. Okay. Hello.
If you'll state your name, John, for the record, please.
Hello. Hi, my name is John Murphy, and I go to Foster School. We need the ferry to move people into Foster. It is important to us. We like it a lot, and we like visitors to come to the region because they buy things. We like the ferry because it is important to people who live in Alaska. For us, the ferry brings people during the summer from all over the world, and some might like to stay. The ferry brings the population up like to 150 people. That is good for full staff. But if the ferry shuts down, then the population will go down. That is not good for full staff, and we might lose our school.
Thank you, John.
That is why we need the ferry.
Thank you, John. Thank you for testifying. Is McKenna there?
Yes.
McKenna San?
McKenna Sandell?
Yes.
Good afternoon. I'm a high schooler at Falls Pass School. My name is McKenna Sandell, and I'm going to tell you why Alaska shouldn't reduce service on the state ferry system. Because it's important transportation, more affordable than flying. The ferry brings us tourists, planes bring us mail, and not many passengers because it costs so much. Transportation brings us things we need and places we need to go. It brings us transportation like bicycles, car, four-wheelers, and kayaks. Some of the vehicles out here have stopped working. How would we get our new vehicles out here? Falls Pass School does fundraisers to raise money for new equipment and for school trips. We raise most of the money for Ferry Friday, which is a fundraiser where we sell jewelry, glass balls, and baked goods. With the tourists coming out here, that's how a lot of people from the community get their extra income. Without the ferry, people wouldn't visit the Aleutian Islands because of airfare out here is so expensive. Airfare tickets here can be over $1,000 round trip from the ferry is much less to Falls Pass. The ferry is much more affordable in many cases. Plus, we can bring things on the ferry that you can't bring on the plane.
Thank you for your testimony, McKenna.
In the future.
Thank you, and thank you for your testimony. Is Riley Mulkey available?
Yes, I am here.
If you'd state your name for the record.
Riley Mulkey.
Okay, thank you. You can begin.
Dear legislators, my name is Riley Mulkey, and I would like to tell you why the ferry is important. It's an important means of transportation, like from Cold Bay to Falls Pass to see their families and friends. The ferry is important to us for income. For example, we have bake sales to fundraise our field trip. Every time the ferry comes to Falls Pass, I hope this important source of income does not close. I hope they don't shut down the ferry because then people might not be able to see the beauty of these Aleutians, like seeing a bear with cubs or a pod of whales, maybe even some porpoises passing by.
Thank you. Thank you for your testimony. Brianna Schilling in Wrangell.
Hello?
Yes. If you'd state your name and affiliation for the record, please.
Hi, my name is Brianna Schilling. I'm testifying on behalf of myself.
Thank you. Begin your testimony, please.
My name is Brianna Schilling, and I am here to tell you one reason why the Alaska Marine Highway System is important to me. I'm a 24-year-old resident of Wrangell, Alaska. Today, I hold in my arms my four-month-old son, whom I delivered in Juneau, Alaska, a neighboring community. Our small town does not deliver babies, meaning all pregnant women must leave the island to give birth. The same is true for many of the small Alaskan community. Thanks to the Alaska Marine Highway System, I was able to transport my vehicle and my family to Juneau, where I spent an entire month waiting for my son to arrive. It was simple, reliable, and cost-effective for me to do so. This is something that would not have been possible through Alaska Airlines, the only other means of transportation from my small island. When my son was 7 days old, we again traveled via the Alaska Marine Highway System to get home. I, as well as many others, rely on the ferry system. It is our vital method of transportation. It is our highway, and we depend on it. Thank you for listening.
Thank you. Thank you for your testimony. Luann McVeigh.
Hi, I'm Luann McVeigh. Thanks for the chance to testify. Please preserve funding to support the Alaska Marine Highway System. To balance the state's budget, we need to stop paying the oil companies to take our oil, cap or stop PFD payments, and institute an income tax. Yes, the ferries are subsidized. According to a March 2016 study by the McDowell Group, in 2014, the state spent $117 million on the ferries with a net economic benefit of $273 million. Thus, Alaska gets a 133% return on its investment in the marine highways. Since coming to Alaska in 1957, three generations of my family has been able to explore our state, to visit other towns for work, school, and recreation. The ferries are not a frivolous expense for those of us who live here. who in places that are not connected to roads. They are our roads. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Kirsa Hughes, I'll leave the rest.
Good afternoon. My name is Kirsha Hughes Scandies, and I'm representing myself. I wanted to touch back on something that was brought up on Tuesday, which is that for people who are trying to move households or entire families into or out of our state, such as service members who are stationed in J-Bear or up at Wainwright, if there's any history of DUI in that family, which is not uncommon in our country at this particular moment in time, Canada is not an option for them to, you know, pack up and pull a trailer the way most of us would if we had to move our whole household. And, you know, air transportation can be prohibitively expensive and difficult when you have a large amount of cargo. So currently, the Alaska Marine Highway doesn't just service the coastal communities, of which it is indubitably a lifeblood, but it is also the only way for people to get into or out of our state, barring air travel, if they choose not to leave the country. And I think that that's something that's been overlooked by people in the interior of the Matsu. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Alicia Hughes.
Thank you, Madam Chair. My name is Alicia Hughes Scandies, and I'm representing myself. I'm going to quote the governor for a moment. I don't envision at any time that there would not be a functional and robust ferry service in Southeast, the panhandle of Alaska. I, too, cannot envision this, mm-hmm. and that's because the Alaska Marine Highway System and the ferries are a vital part of our lifeblood here. It's vital to our economy, it's vital to our communities, and to the health and safety of our residents. As you know, cuts would affect more than Southeast alone, as the ferries affect or serve the coastal communities across the state. And it's vital on a larger scale on all of those same things, on our state economy, on our state culture and way of life, our communities, and the health and safety of residents across the state, as you're hearing, as people call from all over. The ferries are our road system, and I just can't imagine any way to go forward if you shut down a road system in any other part of the state. And I'm strongly against the cuts, and I would urge you to please fully fund them.
Thank you. Thank you for your testimony. Next, we'll go to Father Frank Reeder in Kodiak.
Hi, my name is Father Frank Reeder. I'm representing myself. I'm the pastor of St. Mary's in Kodiak, and I've been the pastor in Valdez. I've also served Cordova, Homer, and Dutch Harbor on Alaska. The 288 people who testified on Tuesday indicate the dire straits coastal Alaskans will be in if the current plan goes through. The people who have spoken before me and after have made the reasons and the impact abundantly clear. The Coast Guard, the state police, and local agencies spend millions of dollars to prepare to be, and then to be, a lifeline to save one individual. No one asks if it's cost-effective. Roads are the lifeline of communities. There would be a radically different Alyeska without the Seward Highway, a radically different Wasilla or Talkeetna without the Parks Highway, a radically different Alaska without the Alcan. People in coastal communities are some of the most hardworking, creative, and iconic Alaskans. Please keep the same lifeline their landed brethren have. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. We'll go to Chris Byrne in Kodiak.
Is it on?
It's on.
Okay, my name is Chris Byrne, 6-year Kodiak resident, representing myself. You do not realize what you have until it's gone, and I remember in the early 60s when it was gone, before the ferry Testamina served Kodiak, which, and back then it was funded by ticket sales and a state income tax. That was all pre-oil. We used to go on sport tournaments and stuff to Homer like a couple times a year. There was a need then, as there is now. It is a loser to close the Marine Highway System. Poor thinking going on by whoever thought this one up. The ferry was running in the late 60s and worked, and it should be able to work now. And really, really bad thinking. I mean, we just got a ferry dock bill down here for quite a bit of money, millions and millions of dollars. and you're just going to mothball all that stuff. It just doesn't make any sense at all. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. Joe Masinko in Kodiak.
Hi, my name is Joe Masinko. I'm speaking for myself, 45-year resident here. And I also lived out in Sandpoint for quite a while. I'm, of course, in favor of the ferry, but it seems to me that this is on to the legislature. It doesn't matter how much heartfelt testimony you hear. This is going, we're going to lose our ferry unless the House and the Senate get together and get a veto-proof budget. I don't care what you have to do to get it, but it's going to be better than giving the governor line item veto power. He's already shown that he's got, you know, doesn't care for rural Alaska. So that's my message to you. Get a veto-proof budget before you submit it. Thanks.
Thank you, Joe. We'll go to Kathy Peavy and Craig.
From the outer coast of Prince of Wales Island in the community of Craig. I am testifying on behalf of myself. Thank you for the opportunity to quickly share that I fully support keeping the Alaska Marine Highway in operation. Not only does this employ many people that I know, but those workers are the healthy lifelines of our communities as they are all drug tested. The ferry brings tourists to our island via the Inner Island Ferry Authority that I also support. The Alaska Marine Highway was vital for me recently. Our vehicle to Bellingham to have a recall fix that could not be done in Alaska. I have used the Alaska Marine Highway system for over 30 years up and down the coast into Washington and Canada. I support the Alaska Marine Highway workers. Hi, Milo. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. We'll go to Mary Thole in Skagway.
Hello, this is Mary Thole in Skagway, Alaska, and I'm representing myself. Please continue to fully support the Alaska Marine Highway. The ferry is an essential lifeline for transportation for my family for medical care, to access many home building resources in Juneau and affordable bulk groceries in Juneau so we don't have to drive to Canada and Whitehorse to get our groceries, and to utilize Juneau's airport to fly out of state to visit family and for vacations. Regarding medical care, citizens need access to higher levels of health care outside of our small towns with affordable, reliable transportation. For example, when we need specialists, chemotherapy and radiation, surgery, and all sorts of more advanced health care, the ferries are consistent means of travel. Let's also remember the ferries are primary means to transport our students to their leadership conferences for student council and for competition for sports, music, robotics, and drama, debate, and forensics. The ferry connects our school districts in a way that students in Anchorage visit their rival schools by the bus system. Airline transport is far too expensive for students.
Thank you for
travel.
Your testimony. Thank you. We appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you. Next, we'll go to Tony Gregorio in Chignik Lagoon.
Yeah, my name is Tony Gregorio, and I'm representing myself. This ferry system is vital to our area here because we depend on it so, because our freight is so expensive to get here. It's almost $2.50 a pound air freight from Anchorage, and it's pretty expensive for freight from Seattle too. And we just came off the worst season we've ever had. We never even fished this last summer, so. We lose the ferry system. I told my wife she might have to get a second job so I can go somewhere once in a while. But she didn't laugh when I told her that. But we're this thing is so vital to us because the older people that they use it to go to Anchorage and come back because they can't afford to fly out of here. And the income is we got no income here. Salmon fishing is basically all we got here. And if we have to take my BFD, take it.
Thank you, Tony.
We need this ferry system.
Thank you, and thank you for your testimony. Rosetta Pring in Skagway.
Rosetta?
Yes, if you'd state your name for the record, please.
Rosetta Pring? Say it again. Rosetta Pine.
Okay. And start your testimony.
Hello. My name is Rosetta Pine. I'm fifth grader in Stanford, and I represent myself. What if one of your family members had a terrible sickness? What if you couldn't go and help them? If you shut down the ferry, the same problem can happen to everybody else who depends on the ferry. Think to yourself, do you really want that to happen to the state? In my opinion, the ferry is a gateway to the outside world of Skagway. We need the ferry because of sports, family vacations, and emergency getaways. The ferry means a lot to different people in different ways, from family issues thousands of miles away to a luxury vacation that we're missing out on. It affects everyone. I am starting Shay High basketball and have not been able to travel once. Neither has the rest of my classmates. And that's not fair to us because on school trips, it's awfully rare to fly. So ferries are our only transportation. I have poor and injured family in Louisiana. And
thank you.
If you step on the ferry,
thank you, Rosetta.
Thank you.
Is Lennon Jennings in Skagway?
Say hi. Hi. My name is Lennon Jennings.
Start your testimony, please.
Hello, my name is Lennon Jennings. I'm a fifth grader at Skagway School. Please continue to fund the ferry system. If you don't, you may force people out of southeastern Alaska because there is no reliable source that we can use to get out of here. The population of our town is growing, but you may not stop that. Do you think people would want to live here if there was no reliable way to get out? What if you had a hurt family member? My teacher recently left town because her dad was dying, and the weather was terrible. If it wasn't for the ferry, she wouldn't have been able to say goodbye to her dad. What if you had a hurt family member or even a dying one, and you needed to get to them to say goodbye one last time, but you couldn't because there was no ferry? That would be heartless. Sports would also be affected by the ferry not running. The schools wouldn't be able to travel. There are a lot of sports in my school, for example, basketball, track, cross country, robotics, volleyball, and DBS. All of those need the ferry because we need to travel places in Southeast Alaska. When you are on the ferry, the best thing ever is when you are on there with friends. These are all reasons why you should not shut down our ferry system. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Lennon. Royce Borst in Skagway.
Hello, my name is Royce Borst. I'm a fifth grader in Skagway, and I'm representing myself. Imagine getting ready for a big basketball tournament, and you are so excited, and it gets canceled. Well, that has happened to me. If you cancel the ferry, it would be terrible. First reason is that our school activities. We wouldn't be able to travel besides planes, which would not fit most of us together. Reason two is if I want to go see my family in Wisconsin, and I normally take the ferry to Juneau, I wouldn't be able to see them besides planes. Planes are also more expensive. Plus, if the weather is bad, a plane can fly, but a ferry can't go in bad weather. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for your testimony, Royce. Aiden Flores.
Hello, my name is Aiden Flores. I am a fifth grader in Skagway, and I am representing myself. I want to keep the ferry because my entire family needs it. Some of my reasons why I want to keep the ferry is our school trips, like robotics, track, and basketball. Also, some of the families want to go on vacation trips. But we can't do that because we don't have ferries. And if you say to use planes, we could, but most likely they will be canceled because of the weather, the weather's like here. My family is very busy, and sometimes for their work, they have to go somewhere not in Alaska. Like my dad, he has to go to Arizona for 3 months, but he won't be able to go there if ferries aren't canceled. Imagine if your parents were dying and they lived far away. That is what might happen to my grandma, and she also smokes, so that makes her a higher chance of dying. And she lives very far away.
Thank you, Aiden.
Thank you. Thank you.
Ezekiel Cogren?
Hello. Hello, my name is Ezekiel. I'm a fifth grader in Skagway, and I'm representing myself. There are a bunch of things we need the ferry for, but I'm going to focus on two. The first reason is visiting family. If they're sick or die, you would want to say goodbye, wouldn't you? The second reason is sports trips. How about you're going on a sports trip to save four hangings? And then suddenly the ferry gets canceled and the planes aren't running because of the weather. You'd be devastated that you couldn't go. That happened to me recently. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for your testimony. And the Petersburg LIO, Elizabeth Bacom.
My name is Elizabeth Bacom, and I represent myself. Thank you for allowing me to testify. The Alaska Marine Highway System is necessary for island communities. You've heard many examples. Here are two of mine. We have a Ford Ranger pickup that had an airbag recall. No one in Petersburg would touch this repair. Barge was a very big hassle, and we would have been without a vehicle for 2 weeks. Ferry up on Sunday, left to go home via Sitka on a 24-hour ferry on the following night. Even with the reduced winter schedule, it worked for us. Another example, in January this year, there were 5 consecutive Alaska Airlines flights that did not arrive or leave Petersburg. This covered 2.5 days. Without the ferry, there is no redundancy in transportation for island communities that have failed air transport. And recall that after September 11th, there were no planes flying anywhere in the air for 3 days. Before cutting, there should be a thorough, unbiased impact analysis. I have several revenue suggestions.
Thank you. Thank you for your testimony, Elizabeth.
Written testimony. Thank you.
Please, and I should have said that earlier. Please, anyone, we are willing and happy to receive any of your testimony via email or hard copy, and we will distribute it to our committee members. Marilyn Menish in Petersburg.
Hi, this is Marilyn Menish Nucci, and I'm representing myself. I have lived in Petersburg since 1961 and saw the Malaspina make her first run to Wrangell Narrows. I support full funding for the Alaska Marine Highway. The Alaska Marine Highway is crucial for the people that live in the coastal communities. We use the Marine Highway for almost everything connected to our lives. There is not one state highway that pays for itself. I do not want $90,000 spent on a consultant. The statewide steering committee looking into the future of the Alaska Marine Highway that is in place now should be trusted to come up with options. They all live here and have a vested interest in getting it right. I support a state income tax like we previously had and a state a $10 school tax and a smaller or no dividend. Restart the reservations for the Alaska Marine Highway for this fall. Otherwise, you will definitely kill the Alaska Marine Highway. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Next, we'll go to Kathy Renfelt in Cordova.
My name is Kathy Renfelt, representing the Cordova Chamber of Commerce. The Alaska Marine Highway System is one of the vital, essential ways in and out of Cordova and a necessary shipping avenue for our businesses and our Copper River salmon fishery. In fact, 6 of the nation's top 12 ports for commercial seafood landings rely on the Alaska Marine Highway as their only connection to the hard road system. It's in the best interest of all Alaska businesses to have a year-round ferry system, bringing in customers from communities like mine to spend money, more time, and more money at their business. Dismantling the Alaska Marine Highway system would likely force the almost 75,000 residents of 27 communities off the hard road system to route their purchases through Seattle, completely bypassing Anchorage and the rest of Alaska. That's a huge loss of revenue for Alaska businesses. The Alaska Marine Highway system does need reform, and much of the work has already been done. For 2 years, the AMHS Reform Committee has worked, putting many hours and dollars into a comprehensive study using McDowell Group and Elliott Bay Design. Start there. The Alaska Marine Highway System is very important, and the state of Alaska faces many financial challenges.
Thank you. Thank you for your testimony. We appreciate it. David Otness in Cordova.
You're breaking up there. Can we try that again?
We can hear
David
you.
David Otness.
Yes. Thank you, Representative Scoots. This is David Otness, private citizen from Cordova. I'd first like to point out that this is the direct result of 2014's Senate Bill 21, the oil tax credits that we're continuing to pay for ill purposes, in my mind. We had 15 years prior to oil of maintaining our ferry system. We have federal subsidies to go along with it. And I would like to point out something that nobody has yet pointed out, that this budget is being drawn up by ultra-right libertarian groups that whose goal is to privatize everything and take it out of our hands. It's libertarian, and they really don't care. That's the overlying goal of these people, and that's what this governor and his budget directors are articulating. I would suggest people look up ALEC, American Legislative Exchange Council, to find out what's really going on with this governor and a lot of representatives. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for your testimony. George Reifenstein.
My name is George Reifenstein. Thank you for the opportunity to testify today. I spent 18 years working on the ships. I worked both the Southwest and the Southeast system, sailed out the chain, and was appointed and served as operations manager in the Cooper, Hickel, and Knowles administrations. I think I have a pretty good feel about it, and I've just seen that there is a weave that brings commerce, and it brings educational opportunities, and it brings people together that the ferry system has provided over many years. It's not an accident that immediately after statehood, the surveying for the terminals around the state started, and that it was a compact to bring the rural communities on par with the more urban centers. And I think it's important to remember that connection is part of what was owed to the people and promised to the people of Alaska. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Sandra Hicks. Oh, okay. Oh, that's right. Travis Lewis, sorry. Get your second minute, huh?
Sell it. Yeah. Thank you, Madam Chair. My name is Travis Lewis. I'm here on behalf of Alaskans for Alaska. I grew up in Elfin Cove. I live in Hoonah. I'm a lifelong Alaskan. And I cannot think of one time in my family tree that there was a wedding, a funeral, a graduation that didn't involve a ferry ride. When my dad died, we brought him to Juneau on the ferry. When my son was born, we came to Juneau to fly to Anchorage. I'm a retired infantry officer, airborne infantry officer. I've been to 6 of the 7 continents. And everywhere on the planet that there's cheap energy and cheap transportation, there's healthy people and a thriving economy. Everywhere I've been where that doesn't exist, well, these people live in poverty. And I'm here to ask today, please do not turn the coastal area of Alaska into a third world country situation. Everyone in Alaska is in the same lifeboat. If one side goes down, we're all going to get wet. I invite you to look at Governor Hammond's original tax plan on the permanent fund and how it should be. And I'd invite you to look at the reports of the Southeast Conference and their projections on how the revenue goes up and down on the state ferry. And thirdly, please figure out some way to tax out-of-state businesses coming to our rural areas and not contribute to our infrastructure. It's overwhelming the coastal. And thank you for your time, ma'am.
Thank you. Calvin Wilson.
Through the chair, members of the committee, my name is Calvin Wilson, Jr. I live in Cake, Alaska. I'm here on behalf of the Organized Village of Cake. I work with the Tribal Transportation Program. The Alaska Marine Highway System is the lifeline of coastal communities across Alaska, including the Village of Cake. Members of our village depend on the ferry system for delivery of essential goods and services. The safety of the ferry system allows our student athletes more opportunities to travel and compete. We rely on the ferry to connect and bring us together with friends and family in times of both sadness and celebration. We oppose any reduction in service or increase in ferry costs. With the chair's permission, I would like to submit resolution number 2019-03, a resolution organized by the Organized Village of Cake in full support of the Alaska Marine Highway System.
Thank you. And if you give that to Ann, she'll be happy to receive it.
And thank you for your time.
And thank you for your testimony. We'll go to Donald Westland in Ketchikan.
Good Yes, my name is Donald Westland. SB 38 Disaster Relief is not funding AMSHS, a disaster for the coastal communities. AMS is the safest and longest highway in the state. What price do you put on a life? I support using all PFD monies for essential services, but not an income tax. I do not want to pay back part of my PFD to the state or to the federal government. I would prefer that the state uses all of my PFD for essential services. By dismantling the ferry service in Southeast and Southwest, it would be like tearing up I-5 in the lower 48. Please support and fund the ferry service. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your testimony. Camilla Gain in Ketchikan?
Yes, my name is Camilla Gain, and I'm speaking on behalf of Maritime Communities. I've lived in Alaska for almost 25 years and now reside in Haines. I work for the Alaska Marine Highway as an oiler on the Kennecott, but I am not here to defend my livelihood. I'm retiring this year. I am here to advocate for a way of life. In Haines, we depend on our ferry service for essentials such as mail delivery, access to health care, and commuting to jobs. The Marine Highway transports our school children to competitions in the dead of winter. It broadens their education by providing access to programs in other communities. As year-round residents, we deserve improved, dependable, and more affordable ferry service, especially in the winter months. Does our governor and his imported OMB director wish to shut down our year-round maritime communities? Or are they merely ambivalent because the AMHS is not part of their constellation of special interest? Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. MJ Cadle?
Hi, MJ Cadle, Ketchikan, representing myself. I'm concerned that if there's another 911 event, that all of the coastal communities served by the ferries will not be able to leave. And if there's another major emergency, they won't be able to get help to us. I'm concerned that if there are oil spills, that the people won't be able to travel around the state to get to them. I'm concerned that those who have medical and can't travel by air after will be stuck spending a lot of money in other communities. I'm in favor of the Marine Highway and keeping it a highway, plain and simple. I think it should be treated and funded the same as the highways. I think you should charge tolls on the highways of the north. If you close the ferries, close the highways. They're the same. I'm in favor of restaurants, bars, gift shops, and more to increase revenue. I'm in favor of lower fares to increase ridership and revenue, and a ferry pass like the Eurail Pass, and an increased schedule to build economic development. I'm concerned about the cost of shipping raising. It's more than doubled in the last 10 years already. I'm concerned this is a push for the capital move by decreasing access to Juneau, and I'm concerned it's a push for the highway out of Juneau. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for your testimony. Beth Short Rhodes in Sitka.
Thank you, co-chairs, members of the committee. Beth Short Rhodes in Sitka, representing myself. We have a solution to our ferries. It's the Alaska Marine Highway Reform Initiative drafted by Southeast Conference. This plan will make ferries a viable public corporation owned by Alaskans, much like the Alaska Railroad. Ferries are a good investment. They have a $273 million economic impact, provide 1,700 good-paying jobs, and they're a main source of transport for Alaska seafood. 2019 is a turning point for Alaska, and we all feel it. Alaskans, we're turning out in record numbers. Keep speaking out. Talk to lawmakers about the Ferry Reform Initiative. Lawmakers, we know you didn't take this job to watch our infrastructure crumble. 2019 is your opportunity to change history. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Robert Nielsen.
Yes, Robert Nielsen, Sitka. I'm representing myself. I'm here to talk about the original intent of the Alaska Marine Highway System as it started in the 1960s. It's because of all the isolation of all the communities with the high price of groceries and actually even being able to get there. Other things that we need to talk about is not only the House Transportation Committee, but all legislature committees that include and not limited to engineering. Getting all hydro, getting all natural resources, getting all people together and get their heads together and how to utilize a lower cost of transportation throughout the state of Alaska. By scratching one guy's back, you could scratch the other guy's back and help out another community. Other avenues that are trying to lower the prices of groceries, fuel, everything. Rumored the fact that some of our groceries and our fuel sits in other places that shouldn't be sitting there and getting, and people, other people are getting paid for delivering this thing, and they should actually be putting it to us. And thank you for
your
time, House Transportation Committee.
Thank you for your testimony. Faith Lee?
Hi, good morning, and thank you for taking the time to listen. I'm Faith Lee, Sitka, and I'm representing myself. I just have a few bulleted things. Would the reduction reduce our federal highway funding that comes into the state? At what kind of percent would that be? What about the cultures of our coastal communities? That equal access to roads, connections, gatherings. Some communities, it's their only opportunity for fresh produce. The communities come together. They come to the ferries. They have a meal together. They don't have a restaurant in their small communities. It really impacts the culture of the people of Alaska. Then, what about the loss of living wage jobs for Alaskans? How many people will lose their jobs? We're already looking at education, and now we're looking at your department. How many people will you lose in your department? When I came to Sitka many years ago, I really want to thank you and think about the recovery of the all highways pay. Alaskans must.
Thank you for
Alaskans.
Your testimony.
Thank you.
Thank you. Chandler O'Connell.
Hello, my name is Chandler O'Connell. I'm born and raised Sitkin, and I'm here representing myself. I'd like to say that the Alaska Marine Highway System is critical for our small businesses, healthcare, educational opportunities, family connections, emergency services, and independent travelers, which I think is a potential growth industry for our state. It is just as fundamental as any of our state-funded roads, and it is essential infrastructure. I believe that getting rid of this highway system would be discriminating against our coastal villages. The challenges our state is facing now is an opportunity to think about what infrastructure we need to accomplish our goals and growth in the future. I support a progressive income tax and repealing some of the oil company subsidies before cutting essential services like the Alaska Marine Highway System. Thank you for taking your testimony, and I hope you'll listen to all the voices I've heard today calling to save this highway system. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Melissa Cullen.
Hello, my name is Melissa Cullen, and I am representing myself. Since moving to Southeast Alaska nearly 15 years ago, I have relied heavily on the Alaska Marine Highway System to travel for work, medical, and pleasure. The ferry system connects over 30 Alaskan villages and outlying communities to larger hubs throughout Southeast and Southwest Alaska. With 57 to 62% of the total capacity used for their transportation of vehicles, goods, and services. The ferry services the needs of two-thirds of all Alaskans and is part of the National Highway System, which receives funding in order to secure the nation's economy, defense, and mobility. The 3,500 miles of Alaska Marine Highway accounts for 62% of the entire Alaska Highway System. However, the funds allocated for the Alaska Highway are the only ones that are being considered for cuts. According to Representative Don Young, the success of our state's economy depends directly on their ability to move people and products efficiently and safely. The American Society of Civil Engineers concluded their 2016 study saying that reduction.
I'm going to have to ask you to conclude, please. Thank you. If you could tie it up. Thank you. Appreciate it. I know it's difficult to keep it to a minute, folks, but we've got a lot of folks online, and I want to get all you that have taken your time to come down an opportunity to testify. Next, we'll have Colton Welch.
Thank you. Hello, my name is Colton Welch. I'm here representing myself. I'm a lifelong Juneau resident. I think that putting the entirety of the AMHS budget on the chopping block while we continue to subsidize oil companies, have our single largest budget expenditure be the large PFDs, and to not have an income taxing that we had well before the PFD is an absolute slap in the face to coastal Alaska and to rural communities. The state has an obligation to serve its people, and especially its indigenous people who have been here for thousands of years long before all of this stuff. Much of my family is from CAKE, the Fridays and the Ace of Vitas. I would not have had the opportunity to be with my great-grandmother, with many of my relatives, without the family being there. And I feel as though when you take these things away from us, that you are condemning our families, our cultures, our ways of life, saying that you are not good enough because you're not on the road system. We need our representatives because our administration has shown that they are a little bit, you know, not caring in the sense. We need you to stand up for this. Have a veto-proof majority, a person with line item veto, and it is looking very bleak. We are all so worried, and that is why so many people are here passionate telling you this.
Thank you. We appreciate your testimony. Janice Levy.
Janice Levy, and I was born and raised in Juneau. I'm here opposing the cuts to the Alaska Marine Transportation System, the highway that connects our people in Southeast Alaska economically, medically, educationally, socially, and culturally. This system is how we have made Southeast a cohesive region of the state, and it wasn't built overnight. If you throw this out, you don't fix it in a few years. It takes years to build a system like this. So how do we pay for it? I have an idea. Repeal SB 21, the oil tax credit, or drop it by 50%, or make it effective only when oil hits $40 a barrel, not $80 a barrel. According to former legislator Joe Pascoven, in an opinion piece today in the Empire, the forecasted credit each year through 2028 is never less than $1 billion a year. $1 billion, people.
Thank you. Thank you for your testimony. We appreciate it. We'll go to Heather Peterson in Kodiak.
My name is Heather Peterson, and I represent myself. The ferry has been a vital lifeline to our community, the surrounding villages, all my life. It allowed my parents to grow their car rental over 40 years with yearly trips to renew their fleet, as well as a daily swarm of tourists that keeps the downtown gift shop alive and their cars rented. This is just one comment in a population of Kodiak 7,000 or 14,000 if you include the largest Coast Guard base in the world. We rely on the ferry to hop over to the mainland to buy a car, get school clothes, or even drive to the lower 48. The ferry brings the Crab Festival every year and allows the entire community and surrounding villages to come together. I resent comments from people with no understanding, like, you choose to live there, but no, I was born here, and the Alaska Marine Highway has connected us to our home state all my life. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony, Heather. Pat Jacobson.
Pat Jacobson, representing myself. I don't think there could be too much testimony in favor of the ferry system, which is so important to coastal communities. I moved each of my nieces to UAF to begin college. In both cases, we took the ferry, paying a toll fee for our passage and for the car, and then we used the road to Anchorage and the Parks Highway, and in neither of these cases did we pay a toll for the roads. I understand and support that the ferries charge to use them. Not one highway pays for itself, but all provide important travel opportunities and add to the quality of life in this great state. While I haven't been on any of these highways for several years, I recognize that a lot of others in the state do need them, and I support all aspects of the highway system. The state is known for independent people, but it is also known for being supportive of others and being there when needed. In many aspects of life, we're all in this together. I support the land highways, but certainly the marine highways as well. Thanks very much.
Thank you for your testimony, Pat. Mary Forbes.
Hi, my name's Mary Forbes. I'm just representing myself also, and I don't need to repeat all the wonderful things I've heard about why we need the ferry system in all over the state, but I also just want to point out that I strongly support toll roads on the mainland. I frequently visit my husband's family back east, and it's just a way of life. You stop and pay, and the money that goes to the toll pays for the maintenance and upkeep of those highways. So if we're going to cut to the ferry, then we need to have tolls on the mainland highways. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony, Mary. Sean Docterman.
I'm Sean Docterman from Kodiak, representing myself as a 41-year resident. I'm for fully funding the Alaska Marine Highway System. I concur with all of the testimonies except for privatizing the ferry. My biggest concern after fully funding the system is the replacement vessel for the motor vessel Testamina that was built in 1963. It has great cost overruns every time it goes in for maintenance every year into the millions. And in 2019, the capital budget appropriated $29 million as matching funds for a $244 million ferry. So that means that we're getting a great deal since the federal government's going to match 90%, except for the Dunleavy budget has removed all of that and put that in the highway funds. And that is inappropriate, and the ferry was supposed to be issued a proposal for in January of 2019 for a shipbuilder. And then it was supposed to be selected in June, July of 2019. And wrapping this up, I ask you to forge ahead with getting all the money we needed.
Thank you, Sean.
Getting the $21 million back.
Thank you.
To where it's supposed to be. Thank you.
Thank you. Matt Moyer.
Good afternoon. My name's Matt Moyer, and I'm representing myself and North Pacific Seafoods. I'm speaking in support of the Alaska Marine Highway System. There's a tremendous amount of goods and services that flows from the mainland Alaska, Anchorage, Homer area, back and forth to Kodiak. There's a tremendous amount of fresh and frozen seafood. The amount of gear that supports our commercial fishermen up and down the coast is tremendous. It's important to have an affordable way for in-state commerce to function. That's one of the most affordable modes of transportation for our community. It transfers crew members, supplies, vehicles. The athletic teams of our coastal communities rely on that affordable means of transportation. So I encourage you to support the Alaska Marine Highway System. I appreciate the opportunity to comment. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Matt. Josh Cochran in Skagway.
Hi, this is Josh Cochran representing Skagway School District. Good afternoon, Madam Chair. Thank you for this opportunity to speak on behalf of Skagway School District. Today I'm surrounded by several of our high school students and our student government advisor who have helped inspire my comments. In many ways, the Alaska Marine Highway represents the lifeblood of our community. This is especially true when it comes to the school. It's difficult to quantify in words or in dollars just how much we depend on ferry service in Skagway, but I can tell you that the cessation of service will fundamentally change the way we as a school operate and will ultimately result in our kids receiving a less robust educational experience and in some cases threaten the well-being of some of our most vulnerable students. We don't have the capacity as a district to employ special service providers like physical therapists, occupational therapists, psychologists, speech pathologists, vision and hearing screening providers, and folks authorized to provide immunizations as a function of attendance. I could spend the afternoon outlining the vital medical services our Marine Highway provides to communities like Skagway who don't have a medical doctor or surgical facility, the import of the ferry in regard to the economy of both summer and winter, as well as training my staff depends on to be the very best they can be in front of the classroom. But if these students
thank
could
you,
have
Josh.
You here for a moment, I'm quite certain they would talk to you about how valuable their
Josh,
experience
thank you
has
for
been
your,
through their participation.
Thank you for your testimony. We appreciate it. Paige Ross in Cape.
Hi, I'm Paige Ross.
You can begin your testimony.
I'm speaking for myself. My Klingit name is Jensiget. I'm 10 to 14 years old. I'm a student from Cape City Schools. This is why we need the ferry. We do have planes, but there's a lot of bad weather. I need the ferry because I get a lot of shots from my severe food allergies, and it's harder for me to travel on planes than ferries. We have to travel on ferries so we can get my food. This fall, I'm going to be a junior high basketball player, and it's more safer for me to travel on ferries than planes. Without ferries, our life is going to be more difficult than it is now. Please don't cut our ferries. Ganesh Tish. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony, Paige. Jackie Mueller in Anchorage. Jackie? Jackie in Anchorage?
Hey,
Sorry about that.
Yes.
I'm Jackie Moore representing myself. I'm against them stopping the ferry, making simple number two. I'm against privatizing. Number three is a lifeline for the villages. But that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony, Jackie. Paul Nelson in Haines. Paul Nelson in Haines. Tracy Harmon in Haines.
Hello, Tracy had to leave. This is Paul Nelson from Haines. I'm a resident of Haines. I'm representing myself. Please do not shut down the Alaska Marine Highway System or any of Alaska's essential public transportation system. Alaska has the capital, the people, and the resources to operate the Alaska Marine Highway System and all essential public services. What we do not have is a management strategy that uses what Alaska already has to maintain essential public services and also distribute a permanent fund dividend. The management strategy that will do what we need using the resources we have is available. There are companies and nations all over the world with far less resources than Alaska that are using proper management of their resources to service the people who own those resources. I will contact every legislature with the outline of how this is being done. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Tony Tangs?
Yes, Tony Tangs here. I'm a retired ferry worker and I bartended for 20 years. To try to pay expenses, the ferry system has raised rates to the point where many decide not to travel with us. But another big problem is that even those who can well afford the trip don't want to anymore because some basic elements of hospitality don't exist, namely the bars. The AMHS representative lied to the legislature in saying that not even one route was profitable with the bar position. This was not true, but it becomes irrelevant when we look at the huge loss of gross revenue from travelers not wanting to sail with us due to the lack of basic hospitality on what can be a stressful long trip. Someone already mentioned September 11th. I was working that week, and we saved a lot of people's travel plans, getting them south when they couldn't fly. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Penelope Oswalt in Cordova.
My name is Penelope Oswalt in Cordova, and I represent myself and my husband. I believe that the state of Alaska needs to fund our marine highway system as a transportation corridor for rural Alaskans it was intended for. Many have worked diligently for several years on a possible reform plan to keep our marine highway system alive and sustainable. With this proposed budget, Governor Dunleavy needs to gut any possible system. Alaska coastal communities need our ferries for reasons already stated. Now, we want you, as our legislatures, to help keep our rural communities economically viable. To fund this, I urge you to roll back credits to the oil companies and charge what other oil states charge to harvest resources. Institute a state education and income tax to ensure all users of Alaska systems pay their fair share. Reduce the permanent fund to what was originally intended, a bonus, not something to support your families on. Please take the politics out of our transportation system and fund a multiple year for the Alaska Marine Highway System. Alaska is so much more than Anchorage and Fairbanks, and we do believe in ferries.
Thank you. Betty Chapik?
This is Becky Chapik.
Excuse me,
Becky. In Cordova, Alaska, myself and my businesses. And I just want to do exactly what Penny Oswalt told you. I prepared this statement that says, you know, it's a very tedious that we have to grovel about the ferry year after year. It seems like an essential service that we don't necessarily deserve, but that we have and we need to keep. It's a political football, and, you know, the legislatures are the team. We don't seem to have a coach, and the quarterback gets elected by popular vote. So They're not always the best people to be trying to figure out what to do. There doesn't seem to be a long-term plan. It's not a very good way to run a business. We find it disturbing that this is a sort of political terrorism that came to visit us, and I'm sure before it's over, the state will be experiencing more of these type of things because of the budget shortfall, which certainly wasn't anticipated because everyone knew from the beginning, which is why Mr. Hammond started his permanent fund. I just want to say that...
Thank you, Becky. Thank you for your testimony.
Thank you for having us.
Deborah Adams.
Hello. My name is Deborah Adams, a 30-plus year resident of Cordova. I represent myself. Thank you for letting me speak. Well, first off, I'd like to just simply say I'm a little disappointed that the entire committee is not present, simply because this is such a crucial issue for many communities that the entire committee needs to hear this testimony. One thing that I'd like to mention is you keep saying that we're subsidizing the ferry system. Our ferry is our road, and you don't subsidize roads, you maintain them. And I say that the ferry system that we travel on is a road, it just happens to be over water. Two reasons the ferry is important to Cordova for me as a fishing family. One, we get our supplies from Anchorage for our fishing community, for our fishing operation, and we spend, our family alone spends thousands of dollars in Anchorage every season. And then we get our product to Anchorage as well. I'm a teacher of 20 plus years here as well. The ferry is our most economical means of travel. It will
Deborah,
be the end.
Thank you for your testimony. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mary Dahl in Ketchikan.
Hi, my name is Mary Dolly. I am representing myself. Comprehensive Alaska Marine Highway System is vital to Alaska. The majority of the fleet was built prior to the pipeline. Numerous independent surveys have shown that the interior benefits from the Coastal Highway System, AMHS. For every dollar spent on the Alaska Marine Highway, $2.30 is returned to our economy. The impact of the proposed cuts on the overall state economy would be devastating. Reducing the budget by $96 million would wipe out almost $221 million from the economic activity of the state. I do not believe the answer is to turn Alaska Marine Highway over to private entities. The state would lose control of a vital infrastructure. The bottom line is that it is the state's responsibility to provide solid infrastructure. Supporting government-run AMHS is supporting the greater Alaska economy. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Eric Wallen.
Greetings. I'm Eric Wallen, a 40-year resident of Ketchikan. I hope you are all familiar with the 2016 McDowell Group study in which it states the ferry system's positive economic impact far exceeds its cost. A highway is the lifeblood of an economy. If you shut down a highway, you kill commerce. I don't think Alaska can afford that. The benefits the ferries provide are both countless and understated: access for communities, shopping opportunities, and vital access to health care. Just last week, the Malaspina transported 400 students from all over Southeast to and from Sitka. It is completely irresponsible to not plan to fund the Marine Highway. Damage to ridership is probably already happening as reservations aren't being taken beyond October 1st, causing a cascading domino effect, undermining the trust in the system's reliability. It also appears to be purposeful malicious mismanagement, disregarding the 2016 study, spending $60,000 to $90,000 to get another study, hoping to get a more desirable answer. I would like to see a commitment to, at a minimum, fully funding the Marine Highway for the residents of and visitors to Alaska. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for your testimony. Glenn Wade.
Well, my name's Glenn Wade. I've lived here since the mid-70s. I'm here to add strength to the voice to keep the ferry system running. What I can't believe is, after the abundant reasons to keep it going, which I won't repeat, that this process even has to exist. People have to know in the administration these reasons. I'm questioning whether it's even legal to remove infrastructure and public safety measures in just one segment of the state. To me, you're not treating all citizens equally. You're taking 10% of the population and penalizing it. You need to start treating all highways equally in this state, whether they be toll, whether they be rolling closures, whatever needs to happen to keep our system going. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Chris Benson.
Hi, I'm Chris Benson. I'm a 20-year resident of Juneau, and I'm speaking for myself. The proposed cut to the Marine Highway that caused them to eliminate winter service is no different than a cut to the DOT maintenance budget that might cause them to close the Parks Highway because there's not enough funding to plow it, so it's going to be closed for the winter. I think this is an equity issue, and the discussion from cuts needs to be turned around to revenue. I don't think we need a big PFD. We didn't used to get a big PFD, and I would much rather have state services. I expect that a ferry system is going to continue to exist. I want to see an income tax there and equitable oil company taxes. Thanks.
Thank you for your testimony. Jane Andreen.
Hello. For the record, my name is Jane Andreen, and I'm a 25-year resident of Douglas and a 15-year resident of Homer before that. And I've been riding the ferries throughout my 40 years. There have been times that I have been able to get back home here to Juneau when flights have not been able to land because of the ferry system. It's a delightful way to travel. You've heard a lot of reasons for continuing the ferry service. I just have one anecdote. A friend of mine needed emergency eye surgery this last summer, had to fly down to Seattle for it, and because they had to inject an air bubble into his eye for the surgery, he could not fly for 6 weeks after his surgery. Once he was medically released, he thought he would be able to take the ferry home out of Bellingham, but unfortunately, it was when the Columbia was down, was out of service for over a week. He ended up, because he could afford to, buying a cruise ship passage to get home. That's what it was reduced to. I support an income tax, and I support elimination of the subsidies to the oil companies. When we have an unexpected expense, we find the revenue to cover it. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Bob Sylvester.
Thank you. Bob Sylvester from Juneau, and I'm representing myself. I just wanted to say that I support full funding for the ferry system, including upkeep that has been lacking recently, and a return to a more full schedule. Thank you. And I'm willing to pay through a broad-based graduated tax that includes all workers, even non-residents. And I've been riding the ferry since the 70s. It is an enjoyable way to get around and a necessary one. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. And I want to remind people online, if you are currently online, we will get to your testimony today, this afternoon. We're going to go to Petersburg, Stan Hort.
I'm Stan York. I'm representing myself as well as everyone who benefits from the ferries. Governor Bill Egan figured that when the ferries were started that we were money ahead because we didn't have to build the roads. Most roads in the rail belt were built by the feds before World War II or during World War II, and the residents up there are using roads they never had to pay to build, including the Alaska Railroad. Raising prices when revenues are down is absolutely stupid. We need driver rides free with vehicles, especially in the winter, as a trade stimulator. We need to bring our bars and gift shops back again. Anybody knows that a bar that's managed properly will certainly add revenue. A large portion of ridership in the summer goes to the interior, and it's already been stated and number of dollars that surprised even me. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. We'll go to Gail Trivet in Petersburg.
Good afternoon, and thank you for your listening to all of this testimony. I agree with everyone. This is Gail Nicholson Trivet. I'm in Petersburg, but I live in Juneau right now. I was born and raised in Petersburg. I've been traveling on the ferries since they first steamed up Bonaros when I was 15 years old, and have relied on the ferries for a long time for commuting to visit my family, and right now I'm supporting my 90-year-old mother so that she can continue to live independently in her own home. It's been really painful to see the neglect that the ferries have had over the last several years. It used to be full of not only locals but tourists who would then visit the small communities. The ferries were well marketed. They had lots of incentives for people to travel. And I just encourage everyone I encourage you to look at the different revenues, and thank you for your time.
Thank you for your testimony. John Kaiser in Cordova.
Madam Chair, my name is John Kaiser. I'm representing myself. I'm from Southeast and presently in Cordova. I'm also in favor of preserving the funding of AMHS. There's 3 points I'd like to make. One, due to the present job uncertainty and rumored upcoming retirement bubble in Washington State ferry system, we're about to lose several trained ferry workers. We need to act quickly to avoid this. Number two, in the military, we don't get rid of poorly performing units. We get rid of the leadership. If the administration is unwilling to study the issue and replace the bad management making bad decisions, then my point number three is I'm also in favor of state tax and hitting the PFD before reducing AMHS funding. That gives us time to elect people who will do the right thing. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Michael Mickelson in Cordova.
I'm Mickelson. I'm a lifelong resident of Cordova, Alaska. Members of the House Transportation Committee, I'm testifying on behalf of myself and my business in support of the Alaska State Ferry System. I strongly am opposed to major cuts to the state ferry system while there are no commensurate cuts to the Alaska land-based state highway system. I support an oil tax, and I would be happy to pay an income tax or stop PFD payments to support the ferry system and other state essential services. There are plenty of worldwide models of ferry systems that work. Let's work to make ours better. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Kay Guyman in Ketchikan.
Kay Guyman in Ketchikan. I've lived here 50 years, and I would sure never saw a highway pay for itself, so how would we expect our ferry system to pay for itself? And I think it's very badly managed. I think they should really look at that. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your testimony. Susan Walsh in Ketchikan.
Hi, my name is Susan Walsh, 1252 Upper Millar. I am here today to join the hundreds of citizens who have spoken out against cuts to our marine highway system. When Mr. Dunleavy was campaigning in Southeast, he spoke passionately about returning the state to more prosperous times as when he first arrived in 1983. His draconian budget cuts return Alaska back to territorial times. The state's fiscal dilemma should be shared equitably with perhaps a progressive income tax or a permanent fund return to 1983 figure of $383. Oil companies should also pay their fair share. Please heed the McDowell study of just several years ago. But if you must institute another study, listen to the suggestions of those ferry workers who recognize the problems and offer viable solutions instead of someone who hasn't the vaguest idea of the integral part this highway plays as the lifeline for Alaska citizens. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Mike Solly.
Yes, my name is Mike Solly. I was born in Ketchikan, lifelong resident of Alaska. I've used the ferry since they started. I traveled to Fairbanks when I went to the University of Alaska there. I think it was in the mid-60s. And I've gone through many of the other communities in southeast Alaska, Sitka, Bellingham, Juneau, Wrangell, Petersburg, numerous ones. I would point out that unlike roads on the land, the marine highway does not require its ditches to be dug. It does not require its roads to be plowed. It does not require avalanches and landslides cleared. So, and I also use the ferry system as a dive fisherman. I've trailered my boat on it to go diving. I know other divers, which occurs mostly in October through the last 3 months of the year. Other divers also use that ferry system to travel back and forth for their fisheries. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. We're back. Karen Hofstad. Karen Hofstad? No. Trina Arnold?
Hi, I'm Trina Arnold. For the record, I'm the regional director for the Inland Boatmen Union. I'm here to represent 400 crew member on the vessels at this time. Taking away the ferries and cutting the budget for the ferries takes away 400 jobs from our communities. We understand there's an essential need for the ferries, and we understand, you know, to be cutting off the Alaskans from this, from the rest of the state. I also would like to let you know, I was born and raised here in Alaska. I am a third generation of Alaska Marine Highway employee myself. This saddens me. This is very emotional for me. This is, was part of my life, my childhood, and many of us in South Alaska and the Aleutian Chains are very affected by this. Please fund the Alaska Marine Highway.
Thank you for your testimony. Jamie Foster?
James Foster, 30-year resident of Southeast Alaska. I'm currently living in Haines, representing the voice of reason. Yes. Privatizing AMHS is a mistake. Alaska Marine Highway is a highway and should be funded and administered as such. They tried to privatize in Canada. Didn't work. They also tried fast ferries, if you don't remember. It didn't work. So let's look as an example. The current CEOs, of top five CEOs in Canada, are making $6 million or $600,000 each a year on the average. They have less service, higher fares, while workers took a 30% cut in wages and bennies. Thousands of Canadians have signed petitions to bring administration back to the government control. Would you privatize Egan Drive, set up a toll booth, and let the profiteers reap the profits? Not knowingly. We don't need carpetbaggers running the ferries, taking profits at Alaskans' cost and livelihoods, and risking our lives without access. Just like fast ferries, we have an example of privatizing in Canada that does not work.
Thank you, James. Jeff Foster? Jeff Foster? No, I had James Foster, and I have a Jeff Foster. Oh, maybe that's it. Maybe it's just a typo.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you for the opportunity for everybody to give ample public testimony on the Alaska Marine Highways. I'm Jeff Casper. I represent Alaska Public Employees Association. We support year-round ferry service and fully funded to all communities that are currently served. And I'd also like to give a particular comment on just the extraordinary and unprecedented amount of public testimony on this matter. And to me, it seems like the people have spoken. Thank you.
Thank you for that. Justin Parrish?
Thank you, Madam Chair, Mr. Co-Chair, members of the committee. I'm Justin Parrish. I'm representing myself and testifying in support of the Alaska Marine Highway. It's so strange that this tremendous uncertainty is being thrust upon the communities of coastal Alaska. While I was in the Resource Committee, I heard, I don't know how many times, how unfair it was to cause uncertainty by discussing the rate of subsidies that we're providing to the oil industry. And yet this administration, not you, but this administration is putting communities in fear of their existences. It's putting families in fear of their lives if they regularly need to travel for medical reasons and if they're in a community where there's not another economical or reliable means of transport. It's putting children in fear of their futures by jeopardizing a fundamental part of their educations. It's profoundly unjust, and I look to you to provide a veto-proof budget. Thank you.
Thank you, Justin. Dan Eagle in Haines. Dan Eagle, Finn Haynes. Hmm?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you fine. If you'd state your name for the record, please.
Thank you for taking our input. I'm a ski shop and tour company owner in Haynes. I agree with the previous caller. Reduced scheduling created reduced ridership. That has been an issue. You just have to ask any longtime ferry employee. For 15 years, our store benefited from the promotion of the scenic Golden Circle route between White Horse, Haynes, and Skagway. It provided a continuous summer stream of German motorboat campers through all three communities. Until the timing of the Conte Ferry was put on that route, the campers wouldn't fit, and the revenue was lost. The Haynes-Skagway Juno route used to make money. No roads in Alaska make money. Where have our federal ferry funds gone? There's been a maritime culture in coastal Alaska for thousands of years. We live in one of the safest, most efficient, environmentally friendly, God-given transportation corridors on the planet. Other states like Washington have figured out how to move folks reliably using ferry funds on ferries, federal funds on ferries. Why not Alaska? Any assertion that well-managed ferries are more expensive than roads lacks credibility.
Dan, thank you for your testimony. Thank you. We appreciate it. Pat Villott in Haynes.
This is Patrick Philpott in Haynes. I'm a lifelong resident, and I'm a strong supporter of the Marine Highway System. I'd also like to pass information that maybe have been lost. In 69, 70, and 71, the U.S. Forest Service did a complete survey between Ketchikan and Haynes. Those maps are out there, all the inventories out there to put a road system, ferry system combined to be able to use the Tongass National Forest for everybody. It needs to be looked up. Need to find that map again. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Jan Rentmore in Skagway.
Thank you, Madam Chair, for allowing today's additional testimony. My name is Jan Rentmore, and I serve as president of the Skagway Marine Access Commission, a nonprofit corporation made up of small business people and marine professionals. Personally, I have owned and operated numerous businesses in the visitor industry for the past 40 years. Governor Dunleavy's cuts to the Marine Highway are a death sentence for small businesses in rural Alaska. Hundreds of businesses will close if the ferries are tied up. The economic impacts of this will be felt by communities as far north as Anchorage and Fairbanks and beyond. The visitors who arrive in our state by ferry spend money in coffee shops, restaurants, bed and breakfasts, RV parks, and gift shops all along the highway system. Significant damage has already been done by shutting down reservations for this fall. Please fully fund the Alaska Marine Highway, and thank you again for allowing this extensive testimony and acknowledging its importance.
Thank you. Thank you for your testimony. And I want to mention that the committee that usually meets in this room at 3 o'clock has canceled their meeting. So we will continue on with this hearing, and I hope that whatever committee members have the ability to stay will stay to hear the testimony. If not, we will provide it to you, but we will continue on to make sure we hear everybody's testimony. Next, we'll go to Anchorage, Seth Howard. Seth, are you there?
In front of me, I have the State of Alaska Department of Transportation.
Could you identify yourself for the record, please?
Yes, my name is Seth Howard, and I'm from Juneau.
Thank you.
In front of me, I have the State of Alaska Department of Transportation informal request for proposals for the AMHS Economic Reshaping Consultant job, which I'd like to point out the final revision was made on 2/3/19, 2 weeks prior to the governor dropping his budget bomb. So I will now read you 2 of the 10 options our administration is encouraging. Number 1, reshape the entire AMHS operation by selling or giving all vessels and terminals to a private entity to run whatever service they can justify economically. Great plan. Number 9, implement further fare increases, including across-the-board increases on more expensive runs, demand pricing for high-demand periods or events, demand pricing based on percent of remaining vessel capacity. So I have three questions. How is this plan going to generate revenue for the state? How is this plan in the best interest of the public? And third, when is the state going to stop stepping over dollars to pick up dimes? Thank you for your time.
Thank you for your testimony. Pat Palkoya in Anchorage.
Yes, it's Pat Palkovic. I'm representing myself. I have lived 26 plus years in Southeast. I'm currently in South Central. I'm looking for a job. The majority of the population live on or near the coast. I'm the state here. The marine highway ferries are one form of transportation that can access most of the population. And the system also has the flexibility to respond to emergencies and natural disasters, which I believe is why the Kennecott was built the way it was. And during the summer, at least, that's the one form of surface transportation where you go from one part of the state to another without going through another country. It's also one of the two forms of surface transportation, that links us to the lower 48 states. The other method of link is a two-lane road that goes through a foreign country. As a retail store owner, I have learned about the need for a critical mass of inventory to bring customers in. This very system needs to bring back their critical mass of services. This includes regular and frequent services.
Thank you for your testimony. Thank you for your
Thank
testimony.
You. Mm-hmm.
Fred Sturman in Soldotna.
Fred Sturman from Soldotna. I just got off of the ferry in Haines and went to down there, Seattle. I can drive it cheaper than I can use it, go on the ferry, but it's one of those deals that you've always wanted to do, so I did it. Number one. Number two, I seen quite a bit of dead wood on the ferry. And one thing about it, whenever you make these cuts in the ferry system, I expect you to make the same cuts here on the Kenai Peninsula in the school district, in the borough, in the city, and even on the highway departments and all the other stuff. This state needs to everybody take a big cut because we're $1 billion in debt. That's $2,000 for every man, woman, and child in this state. So cut the budget bad in all departments. Thank you.
Thank you. Mike McCarthy in Homer.
To the chair, my name is Mike McCarthy. I'm a Homer resident. I represent myself and my wife. We represent 85 years as Alaskan residents. I've been a ferry rider since I moved to Kodiak in 1989, and we used the ferry to move back to Homer in 1997. Since then, we visited Valdez and Cordova via the ferry system. I've never heard of anything as crazy as privatizing the Alaska Marine Highway. It would be too expensive to even consider. Whoever brought this idea forward needs a medical exam. The only thing in Alaska's history that's as crazy as this is Project Chariot, which was going to use nuclear explosives to create a man-made harbor near Point Thompson, just south of Point Hope. Fortunately, it was terminated. The idea of privatizing the state ferry system needs to be terminated immediately. Please continue to support and fund the Alaska Marine Highway System. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll go to Poppy Benson in Homer.
Madam Chair, this is Poppy Benson in Homer, longtime resident, and I have extensive experience with all branches of the ferry, having started the Naturals program on the Tustamina 30 years ago. That was one of the amenities that has been kicked off the ship within the last 8 years or so. I also have experience with Prince William Sound ferries and throughout Southeast, as we keep a boat in Southeast and spend a considerable amount of time there. Every other speaker has already spoke to the fact that this is a highway. This is a highway for these people that live in these villages, and it has to be treated the same as any other highway. I don't understand why we're expecting the highway to make money. That said, I think there does need to be looking at how things are managed and how decisions are made, because obviously transportation patterns change over time, and there's more flying between communities now than there was when the ferry first came in the 60s. So there does need to be looking at that, and I'm excited to hear about some of these studies that previous speakers spoke, and I'd like to look that up. But I fully support maintaining the ferry. When I worked down there with many of you I see around the table, I was astonished at how the Valley and the Anchorage legislators, many of them, were very...
Poppy, thank you.
Okay, thank you for having this.
Becky Workman in Sitka.
Yeah, this is Becky Workman from Sitka, speaking for myself as a lifelong resident here of Sitka. I'm not going to go over the points that people have talked about because I agree with most of them, except to attacking our permanent fund, privatizing the ferries, and a state income tax. There are other ways to get money, and I think if they're going to shut down our road system from October to June, they need to shut down all road systems from October to June. And then maybe the interior of Alaska will see what it feels like to have your freedom on the line, because they're losing money somewhere. So thank you for this time, and I'll do a written statement too. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for your testimony. Mary Ellen Skinner, Prince of Wales.
Hey, this is Jan Trojan, and Mary Ellen Skinner is an elder. She had to leave, but she wanted to say that for her testimony, she would support a state tax. The ferry is extremely important to Prince of Wales. And then the other people have left too. Everybody was sitting around the office. My name's Jan Trojan. I'm calling from Craig. I'm representing the veterans on Prince of Wales and also the people of Prince of Wales. There's 5,000 people on the island that count on the ferry to get their cancer treatment, to get orthopedic consults. The ferry is the lifeblood to this community. We're not even Ketchikan. Ketchikan's the next island over. So you're impacting our health. I'm a cancer survivor. The ferry, you put your car on there. If you're going to be getting some chemotherapy for 12 weeks, the ferry is absolutely necessary. So thank you very much, Madam Chairman, for hearing us. Prince of Wales, we need the ferry. We need it now.
Thank you. And did you say the others there to testify have left?
Yes. Greg Shapley is an elder. Mary Ellen Skiday is an elder. The Irving Langley had to go to work. And I forgot who else was here. But
Martindale.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for that. Let's go to J.S. Sonnen. John Versus. Okay. Nicholas Adamson.
I testified the other day.
Okay, thank you for that. Lacey Fosmore.
My name is Lacey Fosmore. I work aboard the ferries. I think it's abundantly clear from all the other testimony, all the reasons that the highway should continue to be funded. I would only like to add that it is a marine highway and it should be funded just like any other highway in the state. When I first moved to Alaska, I lived and worked on the Dalton Highway for over 3 years. There are far fewer residents living on the Dalton Highway than there are along the Alaska Marine Highway. I would just like you to take that into consideration and keep the funding stable. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. James Ray. James Ray. Jerry Sladke. Sarah Roan. Ah, bingo. Thank you. I really appreciate the patience of all you folks. I know it's difficult.
My name is Sarah Rourke, and I'm a Marine Highway employee. And I have a different aspect. Have you ever been on the ferry when there has been a elder coming back to Angoon to be laid to rest? I have, and it is very emotional. There's drumming, the whole village comes out, drumming and singing, and despite the fact that we're still trying to run a ferry, I always get emotional. Now, erase that from your mind, because if these budget cuts go through, there will be a world without ferries, and that would not happen. I feel that these proposed cuts to the Marine Highway are disrespectful and unnecessary, and I suggest that you take my PFD, implement an income tax modify the oil tax credit system and invest in the future. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for your testimony. Christine Nemi.
Thank you. My name is Chris Nemi, and I'm representing myself, my husband, two grown daughters, my son-in-law, and my grandson here, a little visual. Our marine highway system is absolutely vital to help maintain our family ties. This is a picture of Malcolm on his way back home from Huna, where he visited relatives. Also, several months ago, my husband was had to go to Seattle for surgery. He was prohibited from taking the plane back afterwards, like something similar to the woman that talked before. But that was no problem for us because we had already arranged, we knew, to take the ferry home from Bellingham. So thank you, Marine Highway System, for getting us home. Government that provides services to its citizens is not too big. Providing state subsidies to for private businesses and leaving citizens without services is not the right thing to do. Thank you all.
Thank you for your testimony. Brian McCarthy.
Hello, Madam Chair. My name is Brian McCarthy, and I'm a retired deck officer for 32 years on the Marine Highway. I have been to all the villages that we're talking about here. I've been southwest for half my time and southeast the other half of time. And I just see what we provide to the communities, you know, and what the communities get out of us and what we get out of them and how we keep people together and families together. I've seen a lot of joy and I've seen a lot of sadness too, like people have talked about the different funerals and ceremonies, which is beautiful too, just to see the love and the joy that comes out of these people and families coming together, you know, in bad times and sad times. And I, for myself, would have a family and I want to make sure they have the same opportunities that I've had, you know, and it's not really fair for the next generation to the generations that before us have sacrificed to get to where we are now to just like cut it off. I don't think that's fair. And I think that I, for myself, I'm willing to take a small permit fund, but that doesn't really mean that much to me. But thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for your testimony. Nola Lampkin.
Nola Lampkin, Juno. Listen to the cries from Akwan ancestors. The governor's careless suggestion strands and abandons elders and people with disabilities who cannot climb the 3-foot steps on many of the small planes even when they can fly. Already fares have been raised beyond reason, causing pain and suffering. State ferries were first formed because private ownership was not sustainable. Listeners here laughed at the idea proposed of putting tolls on Anchorage and Fairbanks highways. Unbearable ferry toll increases and unreliable, erratic schedules are just as ludicrous. I support the Southeast Conference and the Marine Access Commission, not the millions wasted on private consultants, many who had never stepped on Alaska ferries and their clueless studies. Listen to the experience, wisdom, and knowledge earned by the ferry workers and concerned citizens.
Nola,
please restore full ferry funding, quality, reliability, and affordability.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ann Dombowski? Not here. Bob Cruz.
Thank you, Madam Chair, for having the meeting and taking this testimony from the concerned members of the public and for the committee members as well. But I have to say, well, I appreciate you taking the testimony. I'm a bit astonished of the need for the public to come before you and support this vital piece of infrastructure. It's my understanding that the governor has hired economists and consultants in crafting the budget. I'm thinking they must have skipped Econ 101, because in that class they would have learned that the vital, solid infrastructure is vital. It's vital and needed to support our economy. Beyond that, as we've heard from other members that other members of the public that have testified, the community fabric is woven into the Marine Highway. The ability of the community to travel, to meet together for events like the Klondike Road Race, the Gold Medal Tournament, Folk Fest that's coming up, all depend on the ferry system for travel to come together to meet and enjoy each other. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Ellie Collum?
Hello, I am Ellie Cullum, and thank you for letting me speak. The reasons we need the ferry. The ferry is how Ingoon gets their food, and they can't take that away from them. And they will have to move from their hometown. I have family in Ingoon, and they should be able to live where they want, and they want to live in Ingoon. Thank you.
Thank you, Ellie. Nicely done. Oh, okay. Anne?
Thank you.
Sure.
I was watching very carefully, and then I had to go out and practice to get it down to 1 minute. Right. So, born here in Juneau, my dad was...
Could you identify yourself for the
I am Ann Foster Dumkowski.
Thank you.
My dad was born here to a Klondike gold runner, gold farmer, gold miner. I was born here where we enjoyed the ferries when I was in fourth grade. The Malaspina and the Matanuska showed up. We were a working class economy. I hope we can continue charging us taxes so that we can have these services. We had it in 1963. We had the ferries way back in 1954 with the landing craft. My voice is shaking. And I just feel like there's no reason for us to not have these ferries. That's it.
Thank you.
We're working class people. We can pay taxes. We've done it for decades.
Thank you for your testimony. Frank Lee.
Yeah, my name is Frank Lee. I'm representing myself. Everybody pretty much said everything, you know. But I'm... The ferry is very well needed. I mean, I rode ferries I can go back into high school, you know, and back in the 60s, you know, we went down to Ketchikan. But they want to open up these little catamarans, you know, and if you've been out there in the water, you know, it's getting pretty gnarly out there. And I don't think these little fast boats are going to really do it, you know. Went to Ketchikan in 68 and it was blowing 70 miles an hour. And we won that year, you know what I mean? But as far as the ferry goes, you know what I mean, there's no sense in even trying to fight about this, you know what I mean? It's going to be there, you know. I know you guys will work it out, so thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. We are now going to go back to OffNet, and I want to thank all these people that are holding online. We're going to get to you, and I appreciate your patience, and we're going to start with Heather, Lendy, and Haynes.
Yay, thank you. This is Heather Lendy, and I'm in Haynes. I'm speaking for myself, and I'm also a member of the Haynesboro Assembly, and I really appreciate you taking the testimony. I've been here now for 6 hours of it waiting to speak, as have many people here in Haines. And I think we feel especially committed to the system since it was founded here well over 60 years ago as a way to connect the coastal communities to each other and to the rest of the world and to build a thriving coastal region here in Southeast Alaska. And it's been a huge success. I urge you to support the Alaska Marine Highway and ask that you not shut it down and allow us to create a more reliable system with the plan adopted by the Southeast Conference. I'm happy to pay for my tickets. I support a state income tax and ask you to consider at least a 1% tax on the richest corporations in the world doing business in Alaska rather than cut essential services. I also would give up my PFD to make that happen. The governor has called his budget agnostic, but I have faith in Alaskans and in you to do the right thing and support the people of this state.
Thank you. Thank you, Heather. We're going to go to Catherine Coates in Ketchikan.
Hi. I was just calling in support of the ferry system. I was brought home from the hospital on the ferry from Ketchikan to Prince Wales Island. That was 37 years ago. My son was also brought home from the hospital 8 years ago on the ferry. My mother retired from the Inter Island Ferry Authority that runs from Ketchikan to Prince Wales Island. The ferry is very important to me and my family. I've seen the decline of the system in Southeast, and I used to ride when Tony was our bartender and there was a gift shop. So I think that the management on the upper level could be improved upon, and I think that the jobs that the ferry system provides are vital to our communities down here in Southern Southeast, as well as all the other coasts up north. I also want to say that as a veteran, Jan Trojan also mentioned how important it is for us to travel back and forth from Prince of Wales to Ketchikan for our medical care.
Catherine, thank you for your testimony. Margie Demert in Angoon.
Hi, I'm Margie Demert from Angoon. I support the ferry. My job would be in jeopardy without it. I work at our only grocery store in town, and that's how we get our produce and our grocery for our community. Our schools use it for traveling. When we lose a loved one, they bring them home on the ferry. Family vacations are used to get out of here on the ferry. If I were to take my family of five on the ferry or on a plane, it would cost me $750 one way. If I took my family of five on the ferry, $330 round trip, it's a lot more affordable for us to have the ferry. The ferry is our only lifeline in and out of our village. We travel for medical. Our elders can't get in and out of those seaplanes. We use it for medical. We use it for family reunions. We use it for everything.
Thank you, Margie, for your testimony.
Our ferry away.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Laura Steele in Juneau.
Hi, my name is Laura Steele, and I'm calling from Juneau. Yesterday, your colleague, Senator Hughes, made the following statement about the Alaska Marine Highway. The whining and crying to maintain the status quo is sad.
We're having a, excuse me, Laura. Laura. Laura.
We want Wikia to be a part of the solution. This reaction is not a flag.
Laura.
It embodies the very spirit of Alaska.
Laura, we're having a difficult... Laura, we're having a difficult time hearing you. We're not able to hear you or understand you.
Can you hear me now?
You fade in and out. Are you on a speakerphone?
No, I'm not on speakerphone.
We can hear you now, clearly. So if you'd start your testimony again.
Thank you. My name is Laura Steele. I'm a third-generation Alaskan representing myself. Yesterday, your colleague, Senator Hughes, made the following comment about the Alaska Marine Highway. The whining and crying to maintain the status quo is bad. I disagree. Alaskans are not whining or crying. We are speaking out for the services that we depend on and doing what we can to be a part of the solution. This reaction is not sad, it is admirable. It embodies the very spirit of Alaska. What is sad is that we have a governor who would rather pay out billions of dollars in oil tax credits to oil companies than keep Alaskans in the coastal areas connected to reliable, affordable transportation. And he would rather cut off Southeast Alaska and other coastal communities than do the unpopular thing and cut our PFDs. I would rather have a cut PFD or no PFD at all than cut off coastal communities. I would rather pay an income tax than see my neighbors pay the dangerous price of being isolated from urban centers. Please listen to Alaskans. We believe in ferries. Thank you.
Thank you. Richard Cook?
Yes, can you hear me?
We can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, thank you. My name is Richard Cook from Haines, speaking on behalf of myself. I'm a 35-year Alaska resident and a 25-year AMHS employee. I urge our legislature to bring forth a rational, veto-proof counterproposal to the governor's proposed draconian cuts. It is true that our ferry system has suffered from mismanagement and political influences for many years. However, the solution is not to throw the baby out with the bathwater. I believe the answers lie with reforming, not eliminating the AMHS. The loss of AMHS would devastate our coastal communities and would, in fact, also have a negative impact on the entire state, as would the rest of the governor's proposed budget. I, for one, would find a fat PFD check of little lasting value when compared to the loss of livelihood and communities. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Shauna Williams Buchanan in Cordova.
My name is Shauna Williams Buchanan. I am representing myself. I'm not currently in Cordova as I am traveling. However, I am a commercial fisherman and currently fish out of Cordova, Alaska. Being a third-generation fisherman, I have been fishing my entire life and have spent the past 40 years utilizing the ferry system. In the last year alone, I've ridden the ferry between Whittier and Cordova 19 times. Taking away the Alaska Marine Highway would cripple rural communities. I'm in favor of the Alaska Marine Highway. Thank you for this opportunity to testify.
Thank you, and thank you for your patience. George Dolph in Hoonah.
Oh, my girl. Oh, my mom.
Yes.
George, if you if you could identify yourself for the record, please.
George Dalton, Jr., Hoonah, Alaska. I represent myself.
Begin your testimony.
And my testimony is I was reading the paper, and I think we do not need more than one consultant. One consultant should be good enough. And also, I'd like to add, need our ferry for seniors, because over here in Hoonah, our senior van handicapped went out, and we had to send it to Juneau to get it repaired. So by losing the ferry, we wouldn't be able to do this for the repairs on the van. Also, all the ones that I've been hearing, I believe that the more people we hear, the better, the more heads we get together, better.
Thank you, George.
Working together. Thank you.
Thank
for
you.
Your program.
Thank you. Kristen Mullen in Cordova.
I'm from Fairbanks. I've been fishing out of Cordova the last 9 years. And basically what I have to say is kind of echoing what other people had to say. Coastal communities will be cut off from the rest of Alaska if they were defunded. This is an economic and cultural attack on them and their way of life. Please fully fund the system. Do not privatize it. If it's privatized, then it's going to get more expensive for coastal communities. And a lot of people subsist off the land and don't necessarily make a lot of money. The ferry system keeps us all these small communities connected, and to shut them down would be an attack on them and impede people's ability to stay connected. Some villages still deal with many socioeconomic issues, and removing this service would make it worse. It is also a public health service. As a commercial fisherwoman, I know many fishing operations utilize this system, and when we travel throughout the marine highway system, we all spend money in the places we go. This is how we all support our coastal economies. Please do not defund the ferry system. Please fully fund it and do not privatize it. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you. Thank you for your testimony. Marcelo Quinto in Juneau?
Yes. Can you read it? This is Marcelo Quinto.
If you'd identify yourself. Yes. Identify yourself for the record and begin your testimony.
I'm Marcelo Quinto, and I'm the president of Alaska Native Brotherhood Camp 70. And I'm a lifelong resident of Alaska and of Juneau. I was here before the ferry system started, and I agree with the people that have been speaking about it, but I think that a couple things that I believe that have been left out is that people of my age remember what it was like not to have a ferry and have connection to the urban centers for medical, for schools, for cultural relations and everything else. And I believe right now, to take us back, the governor has taken us back another 60, 70 years where we no longer will have connections to where our children and our people will lose contact with each other. And I believe that we need to keep the ferries going. And the problem we have is scheduling and then trying to keep the people from up north from totally eliminating the budget every blessed year.
Thank you.
Those ferries have gone from 800 people ridership from Bellingham to 500.
Thank you. We appreciate your testimony. Thank you, Marcelo. And with that, we will conclude our public testimony. I want to say thank you to everybody that took their time, effort to testify on this very important issue, and for their patience and their willingness to cut down their testimony to just 1 minute. I know that's very difficult, but I appreciate my committee members who have stayed late several times. I know that sometimes we're in a busy time and that's not easy, so I know not only do I appreciate it, but the testifiers appreciate it as well. So with that, I will close public testimony, and with no further business, it is 3:32. We will adjourn, but before we do, I will let you know the next hearing of the House Transportation Committee will be Tuesday, March 19th at 1:30, and Ann will send us out a schedule to let us know exactly what we're doing. Thank you all.